From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. On the steps of the state capitol in Little Rock on Sunday, supporters of ending legal abortion gathered for a rally. This just one day after another march with very different ralliers called for keeping abortion legal. As Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports, both marches enjoyed passionate speakers, but only one enjoys the power that comes with holding office.
You know, last year, we were marching. And this year, we are running.
Hayden Shammel is Democratic Party Chief of Garland County, and she hopes to run against sitting 4th District Congressman Bruce Westerman come November. One of those who turned out Saturday to hear her is Madeline Baber.
I think the tone has calmed down a little bit. I think it was a little post-apocalyptic at first, and everybody was assuming the worst, and we're a little more calm.
Several politicians made it out for the Women's March on Saturday, including Little Rock mayoral candidate Warwick Sabin and Democratic State Senators Joyce Elliott and Will Bond. That march stopped about halfway up the Capitol steps. That's symbolic because the following day's rally enjoyed the full support of Governor Asa Hutchinson, Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin, and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. And that march ended right at the golden doors of the Capitol building. Here's Rutledge.
Yesterday, friends, these steps were filled with hundreds of men and women whose parents chose life. Today, these steps are also filled with hundreds of men and women whose parents chose life. So let us find what unites us and not what divides us in this great state.
By organizers' count, it was the 40th March for Life. Paul and Jane Bird claim to have come to nearly all of them, 34 straight. They can remember when it was an actual march that took place on Main Street. Paul Bird said he disputes the criticism that in all those years, not a whole lot's changed.
Well, a lot has changed because a lot of the politicians that did show up today used to not be here. And they're now serving in the executive branch, they're in the legislative branch.
Another thing that's changed is he's no longer one of those people.
Personally, it was more of a kind of like, oh gosh, you're one of those pro-life people, or you're one of those anti-abortion people, and now I'm finding more and more people, even though they disagree, they respect it.
The Birds are Catholic, and they usually agree with their bishop, Anthony Taylor, but not his decision this year to miss it, because Rutledge was the keynote speaker. And she zealously prosecuted the governor's order to execute 4 men in April, something Catholics worldwide oppose. Fellow Catholic Theo Walgreen of Little Rock said he agrees with Taylor, though that wasn't going to prevent him from turning out with a mock casket with the words family planning painted on it.
Respect life is a seamless garment. So you can't say, well, he should live and he should die. Seamless garment is hope and compassion and for all people.
Though both marches came the same weekend that President Donald Trump celebrated the first anniversary of his inauguration and the first weekend of a new government shutdown, Trump's name was not invoked Sunday, and even many on Saturday sought to begin casting for wider aspirations and alliances. Here's Tykel Davis.
But it's very important that we come out here and we show that we're trying to unite as one. And as women, whether we've been through these things individually or not, someone has been through it. So just because something doesn't affect you directly doesn't mean eventually it can't affect you directly.
In Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.